Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Northern Cheyenne rancher Sterling Small talks about balancing work with work. Anyone in the cattle business will tell you, times are tough. Cattle prices have been low, really low, the last couple of years. It didn't help that prices were jacked in the years preceding the fall. It also doesn't help that agricultural economists will tell you that the cattle market is both frequently volatile and cyclical. In other words, that this is normal. But even with the market starting to bounce back, many ranchers struggle to be profitable, especially young small-scale ranchers like Sterling.
I think you'll find on a lot of ranches, and especially beginning ranchers, you'll find that somebody in the family has a job just so you can have that cash flow, which is important, mostly just for your own living, so the cattle can take care of themselves and then your living can take care of yourself.
Economies of size are significant in ranching. Unless there are sources of income besides cattle, a job in town, say, it's tough. The key is to keep it simple and to keep overheads low. That's why Sterling uses his grandpa's old equipment, turns his cows into the hills, and gets his family to help him brand and farm. He does still have to go to work, though. Sterling works in safety and prevention at the Indian Health Service in Lame Deer. His primary focus? Seatbelts.
Well, here on the Northern Cheyenne, we have a primary seatbelt law, in part because we're experiencing, over the last probably 10 years, we're experiencing a high rate of motor vehicle crashes, along with a lot of death rates in those crashes, predominantly because there's no seatbelt usage, low limits of seatbelt usage. And so we created this position that I now have to try to educate the community about the safeties of wearing your seatbelt and in a car wreck.
Car wrecks are a real problem on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation. From 1996 to 2012, there were 40 fatalities and more than 125 injuries and crashes on the reservation. In 9 out of 10 of those fatal wrecks, seatbelts weren't used. In fact, nearly 40% of injuries from car wrecks statewide involving Native Americans come from not using seatbelts.
I'm not sure why we have such a low rate of seatbelt use. I believe there's not that media campaign in this area, rural area, as there is other places. We seem to, in Montana as a whole, I think we're behind in a lot of areas for the rest of the country. And then if you can imagine back here in southeast Montana on the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation, I think we're even farther behind times. And so the seatbelt message and campaign hasn't really reached us as it has other places, as well as the laws to go with it. And so I think that's the issue there.
Enter Buckle Bear, a life-size bear puppet designed to promote seatbelt use among kids, and everybody, really. The mascot was created by the UCLA School of Public Health in the early 80s to help children take responsibility for their own passenger safety.
And so for the summer, we're going to obviously get Buckle Bear out there in the community and just kind of show them off a little bit, just to raise that awareness. We have a huge block party where all the programs in our community meet, and so the community can come and see what's to offer through Board of Health and these types of programs.
Sterling, professional runner, farmer, rancher, former state legislator, and champion steer wrestler, is also the guy in the bear suit.
If you see people wearing the seatbelts, or they come by and they're not wearing it, and they see Buckle Bear and they come back and they got their seatbelt on, I think that's rewarding. You might save a life at the end of the day, or you even possible serious injury. So I think that is rewarding there. And obviously I get paid. They pay me.
Next week, find out how Sterling's branding went and how he fared at the Northern Cheyenne Memorial Day Rodeo in Lame Deer.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.